The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far away from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with their fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
There are several powerful lessons in our gospel reading this evening. The one I want to talk about, though, is difficult to spot because our English translation of the Greek text is difficult to understand. In English, we use one word for love for a number of different circumstances. But in Greek, there are different words for different kinds of love. The Greek word agape describes the highest kind of love, a self-giving love, a creative love, a love that is similar to the love of God. The Greek has a couple of other words. One of them, philia, to describe the ordinary human love, the kind of love we give to one another. You recognize it from the name of the city, Philadelphia, city of brotherly love. Another one is eros, for the sexual love that we know. Now, there's nothing wrong with those words, philia or eros. That's good human love. But that does not compare to the exalted status of agape. Now we apply this understanding to today's gospel reading. Three times in today's gospel, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And three times Peter responds, "Lord, you know that I love you." But what we cannot hear in our English translation is that two different words are being used here for the word love. Basically, what Jesus is asking of Peter is the highest form of love, agape. But what Peter is offering in return is ordinary human love, philia. If I push this translation issue far enough to catch the nuance, it would go something like this. Jesus asked, "Simon, son of John, do you love me with the highest form of love?" And Peter responds, "Lord, I love you with ordinary human love." Disappointed, Jesus tries a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me with the highest form of love?" And Peter responds, "Lord, I love you with ordinary human love." By this time, it has become clear to Jesus that although he is asking the highest form of love from Peter, what Peter is offering in return is only ordinary love. This sets the context for the important question that is present in this gospel. Jesus asks a third time, and this time he does not use the word agape. This time he uses Peter's word for love, philia. So a third time Jesus says, "Simon, son of John, so you love me with ordinary love?" And Peter says, "Lord, you know all things. You know that's the way I love you." And Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." Now the lesson that emerges from this interplay of the Greek vocabulary is that Peter falls short of Jesus' expectation, but Jesus accepts Peter anyway and makes him the shepherd of the sheep. Jesus wanted the highest form of love from Peter, but Peter could only offer a lesser kind of love, and Jesus settles for second best. He still commissions Peter to be the leader of the early church. Of course, Jesus is showing us the way that God loves us. God always calls us to more. God always calls us to a higher level. But when we fall short, when we cannot reach the highest level, God accepts us anyway. God still commissions us to be disciples. This is a very comforting message for us as we look at our own inadequacies. But from another perspective, it is a challenging message, because the greatest commandment of the fourth gospel is that we are to love one another as Christ has loved us. And if Christ has loved us, even when we don't rise to the highest level of his expectation, then Jesus is asking us to love and accept one another in that same way. How much frustration do we have in our life because the people in our life are not the people we want them to be? How many times have I heard in confession that someone is angry because someone has disappointed their expectations? At this point, I usually cite what I learned from Sally Jesse Raphael many years ago when she was on radio before she got on TV. The only person I can change is this one, me. If you think that boyfriend or girlfriend will change if you get married, you better think again. The only person I can change is me. Yes, we want our leaders in the church and in the government to be wise and anticipate problems and dissolve them before the problems hurt us. But very frequently, those leaders fall short. They get behind the curve and they appear confused or inadequate. We want our spouses to be understanding and attentive, but many times we experience him or her as harsh or preoccupied. We want our boss to be creative and flexible, but many times all that is asked of us is attention to routine detail. If only our children would be more motivated. If only our parents could be less stubborn. If only our friends would be on time. Oh, how wonderful it would be. But in matters large and small, the people in our life often fall short of who we want them to be. And the message that comes to us from Jesus' action with Peter is that we are instructed to accept them as the people that they are. We are to love them for the goodness that they offer us rather than criticize them for the goodness that they lack. Now, this does not mean that Jesus asks us to put up with anything or that we should not hold people accountable for their actions or that we should not challenge people to grow. But it does tell us that when people love us, there is wisdom in accepting that love, even if it is the second best. There was a line from an old film, Sunday, Bloody Sunday, where one lover tells another, "I know I'm not giving you what you want, but I'm giving you what I have." In a way, that is what Peter is saying to Jesus in today's gospel. I'm not giving you the love you want, but I'm giving you the love I have. And Jesus accepts that love and then commissions Peter to feed his sheep. Jesus does that because that is the way Jesus loves us. That is also the way he wants us to love one another.